Blog Talk Radio.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
You mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Don't
ask her what the fee. I gotta have weed to go get me. You don't like it, kiss my ass to your lips, please. This one's for the club, so I'm kinda like keeping it clean. Sing it with me, y'all, please and king.
Back, let us tell you about it. gang a dang. Never on time, always late. On the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate. If you wanna live on the best coast, you better try to move to the west coast. Well, life is too short in the game of things. Home with the Mac and the groupie old chick. Where brothers stay on the savage grind. Kick with a freak when they find the time. The C-A-L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A, rap superstar. Dose for dose, I love to spit. And for the day, I love to hit. Hold it in, so it can choke me. And when I get dead, it will provoke me. To bust the rhyme through the mic. A West Coast rap, the kind you like. I'm from the B-A-L-L-E-J-O. We're making dope raps, is all I know. Wake up in the morning, eat some grits. Hit the studio, make some hits. Now that you've been told about what you rap fans get sold about. 1 million copies or even more. I'm pumping dope rhymes to the record store. Yeah, fool, you hear me spit, telling you about that California living.
Up every day trying to make it through, stacking a bank, pulling women and I take you. Would wanna be down with this California lifestyle, ruthless as a child, now I'm living wild. In the streets of California, you better be packing and watch your back into the back of jacket. The wind breeze blowing through the trees, and I'm still getting sacked at 100 degrees. Trying so hard on the avenue from LA to the Bay, brother, stay coming through. And Benzes, Porsches, Fathers, Bangs, drop cools, lit chairs, and whip the same. Gold days, the bogus, candy paint the kid, fifth wheel, gold wheel, boy, I'm talking about lit. Females ever seen straight California snakes out for your green in the ghost state. Living way too real, fool. And if you're soft, you best be cool to the double R. All my time is getting coolie on Mac Dre, California living.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn Joe ain't fucking with you.
She heard that 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out butter, then she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green. In the pen, I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga D, Mac Driggity. Back in the D, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with tibbles and jets. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going pursuit with the double R cool. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, Joe ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, Joe ain't fucking with you.
Mac D-R-E Bionic, dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stank like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool, human jewel. At the studio turning blunts into duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club Crestside crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, Joe ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
bitch,
do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, Joe ain't fucking with you.
The people all stare. Four niggas in the bins with the dreadlock hair. Smoke everywhere. Waving at Madeline on them wood grain dabbing with the license plate rallying. Doing what we want to. Hanging out the sunroof. Mentally ignorant. Boy, we go dumb, dude. Gas break dip. We call it dope and do a donut in your whip. We call it dope and get stupid. It's what we do good. Ghost ride the whip while we dancing on the hood. I'm amped feeling good. I'm hiking in a bitch face with a deer's face off of Nike. The women like me, I'm dipped in butter. I rob your butter, pimp the blood out your mother. I'm Mr. Stupid Doodle Dumb. Something terrible, tell them how we come.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it crackin' like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
Side clown, gig so hard make my pants fall down. This beat pound, Cuddy, where'd you get it? Oh, you ain't know, Dr. Dre did it. I come with it, rapping and rhyming and dancing, pantomiming, acting like I'm driving. Then switch it up, dance like I'm fishing. See, in the Bay Area, we dance a little different. The Bay bounce to sizzle, the West Coast wiggle. Dude, it gets stupid, come fuck with Drizzle. Call a hospital, he's having convulsions. No, he's getting stupid in his low yoke. And is the stove still open? We need heme, that privilege thing. Yeah, that I mean, all in the dough. Like yeast, S-T-U-P-I-D.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. P.I.D. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it crackin' like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
Let me tell you why we call it things stupid. Cause when I dance, the chicks say,
you stupid.
You can do it, it ain't that hard. Baby, get dumb, act like a retard. Shake your hair, make it blow in the air. You gotta get into it, growl like a bear. Now say why, no why.
Do this damn thing.
Girl, cut that shit up. Fill your cup, don't be no punk. It don't look right if you really ain't drunk. Come on,
come on.
Repeat after me, we go S-T-U-P-I-D.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it crackin' like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
I'm here. I think I'm back. What up, CD? I think there's CD in there building. I'm just trying to get the scoop here on what happened with Just TV thing. I was watching last night, and the last thing I remember seeing was Wayne Ghetto slapping. Little mama's pussy last night, and he was doing a pretty good job of eating her snatch out there, and I don't know what the deal was. Justin TV just decided to pull the plug. Viewers were getting up over 100 for a while there, dude. You guys were seriously close to Starbury as far as like viewers. I think at the time you guys got knocked off, it was, you guys had like 100 viewers, and Starbury had like 128 viewers. So I think obviously like a red light goes on over at Justin TV probably every time somebody gets close to 100 viewers at a time, I bet, or, you know, like, see, there was 1 minute, well, there was literally like 1 minute the viewers were at like 5. And then, like, the next minute, it was at, like, 30. And then, like, 2 minutes later, it was, like, at 100. It was just fucking crazy, dude. Oh, I see. They track you by your service provider. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. So, I mean, you could get around it by, like, going to, like, a cafe or something and using their internet or some shit, or go to a friend's house and use their internet. But, yeah, so what they must have did is, like, I'm sure you get what you guys did was, like oh, this is what I was assuming was going on. Like, I kept looking at just, after you guys got booted, I kept looking on Justin TV for like something that would give me a clue that there's a new account that you guys are doing. Like, I looked like in the building and all this other shit. And I guess they're just on top of it, you know. I'm sure this isn't the first time that they've had somebody try to get it in on the air, you know. But it was beautiful, man. There's got to be, I'm sure you guys are already looking into it. I'm sure there's an alternative. Like, there's got to be an alternative, like an adult alternative to say ETR or Justin TV or Ustream or any of these channels or YouTube. Like, somebody needs to come out with a channel for adult content, for adult video and audio content. Now, you can't blame these providers, these service providers like Justin TV or Ustream or YouTube or BTR for that matter. You can't really blame them because they're trying to, you know, they have investors and they have bottom lines and they have the lowest common denominator to appeal to, and so they can't be, you know, offending, you know, soccer moms in middle America or whoever because they want to keep them on. So it's understandable, you know, they have a business model. They, you know, they provide a service and they can it's really fully in their within their right to establish whatever terms of service they want. What I'm saying is, where's the X-rated version of Justin TV? Where's the X-rated version of BTR? It's like, I had the same problem with BTR, dude. You know, BTR dumped my ass. Like, this account you're listening to right now, Vincent the Bay, if you go on, if you have your security lock disengaged, you can't find this program on the fucking BTR page. It just doesn't exist. You have to do a search for Vincent the Bay and find Vincent the Bay and then see, oh, hey, he's broadcasting right here. Okay. If you're not already friends with me, you have no idea that I'm on the air right now. Because apparently, you know, my programming is adult only, you know, material only suitable for adults. And apparently adults are the ones that are supposed to be smart enough to go into their fucking BTR account and disable their security lock. What kind of bullshit is that, dude? You don't need a security lock to get into fucking YouPorn. Why do you need one to get into the BTR? Just put a fucking screen on the front that says, by pressing this, you certify that you are 18 years or older. That, you know, press yes to enter, no to exit. It's really simple. You don't have to fucking hide a goddamn fucking security lock within somebody's account settings that they don't even fucking know about. You know, somebody comes on here and they want to hear some people, you know, giving them some real talk, talking about real shit and giving them real ideas. They're never going to find that shit because they don't know that they have to unlock their stupid fucking security lock. Bullshit. Anyways. News ladies here, so we gotta clean this up. Welcome news lady. There's been a bunch of shit went down within the building crew. I don't know if you heard, but they decided to take on Stephon Marbury on head to head you know what, guys? You might actually, Petey, you might want to investigate Marbury. Maybe he's the one. Maybe his people were like, hey, wait a second. These fools over here are almost getting as much views as we are. What the fuck? Oh, they don't have a washed-up NBA star dancing his underwear in front of his camera. Oh, no, they have actual real people, more than one person, who actually are real people, doing real shit, hanging out in the fucking ghetto, you know, with no money, barely scraping by, you know, trying to have a good time and entertain themselves and their friends. And, you know, no, we're going to stop that party. No, that's enough of that. It's time to put the spotlight back on Starbury. Right? Isn't that the logic here? I don't know. Is there any logic here? Anyway, Petey Green, I'd love to hear more. If you got a chance, you want to call in, bro, give me a call. I'd love to hear from the horse's mouth what's going down. And news lady, I saw that. Oh wait, did you have a show this morning? Fuck, I always miss news lady's show. I'm so bad. Like, I woke up really late today. I woke up like a minute before I do this fucking show, and I'm really discombobulated right now. I had a chance to break away and get some coffee there, but I gotta drink this coffee and get ready. Do some shit. I'm just in sort of that discombobulated, like, stage where you wake up and you're just kind of like, I just feel like a fucking useless zombie. Not that I'm not normally just a fucking useless zombie, but usually I don't feel like one. I just am one. Tell my sister to listen. Yeah, you know, my sister actually, I don't know which one. One of my sisters would be totally into this, the kind of stuff that you're doing, I think. Like, my sister, not the one that, I don't know if you saw the video. There's a video of my sister and me. I have two sisters and one brother. And not that sister that you saw in that video, but another sister, my other sister. She's into all kinds of, like, arts and crafts and scrapbooking and all that shit. But, yeah, she would be totally down to listen to your show. But they don't – my sisters don't even know what the fuck BTR is. They have lives of their own. They're not strung out on the internet and social media and all this bullshit like I am. They actually like to operate in the real world. Reality, which I tend to shun reality and escape it as much as possible, which is pretty much the premise of this show, the re-up. It's all about getting really fucked up and escaping your problems, or maybe not necessarily escaping them, but tackling them head on from a different perspective, an altered perspective. Yeah. I don't know, that makes sense. That probably don't make any sense. Okay, Petey Green.
Get you on here, dude.
And 5915, you're on the air. What's up?
What it do, Vince? First of all, news lady, the wedding was wonderful. Miss PG, she up in there with our kids doing the thing right now. You hear my niece in the background yelling, "Hey, Vince, what happened last night?" I really ain't the one you should be talking to because I don't know. All I know is when I woke up this morning, my account was banned. My wife's account was banned. And these weren't even accounts that was used for the show. We got banned on association. I got a stern letter, which was two and a half paragraphs and other stuff from how I violated rules by taking part in some program and doing this, that, and third, even though I wasn't even on said program.
Wow.
I understand the account of what they say you broke rules, but I don't understand because you made the count with you. You had to click in and the mix you made things, that, and third. So if they did your job, it was grown people watching. Being on top of this, everything that took part, correcting if I'm wrong, happened at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? It was after hours. Everything was placed now. You said that about Margaret. You said that about this morning when we woke up. We're doing our shows. We were advertising for him to pay for it. That's my mom. I found out it was funny once. We started getting like 260 people viewing it all at once. It's probably that's the only chance. So, if you already know, sponsor the new home, we're going to kick it back up. We're going to process and make sure everything's straight with them. We keep the plan. We want to do the way we want to do it. We got some 3G network joints still popping up on Justin TV. We're going to advertise on that spot 3 days. Let everybody know where we're going. You know, say, man, welcome. Come take a switch with us, man. If y'all want to see real people with real issues, do it the real way. That's what we do. Ain't nothing scripted. Ain't nobody playing. If we can't pay a bill, you're going to see it. If we fighting with each other, you're going to see it. If we smoke, you're going to see it. You're going to see us do what we do.
his life.
Yeah, and it's really a shame, like, you know, I mean, sex is like a part of life, you know? Like, that's just how it is. That's just what people do. And if you don't like sex, just don't look at it. It's really simple. And if you, it just goes back to this culture of, like, nobody wants any accountability. Nobody wants any accountability. Like, basically, just a Justin TV is the only reason why they are banning you is because, let's face it, they would love to keep all kinds of shows like yours on there, like what you guys are doing on there, because it brings viewers on. Like, more people would watch it, but they can't do it because of legal reasons, you know, they have to protect themselves against that one squeaky wheel housewife in, like, Oklahoma who can't take responsibility for her own kids. And teaching, instilling values and morals into them, and making them smart and able to make decisions on their own, she needs Justin TV to like do her parenting for her, and filter out all the bad seeds that are gonna, you know, infiltrate her poor child's fragile mind. Like, that's the thing, is all these fucking PC, you know, liberal knee jerk reactionary motherfuckers don't have the guts or the skills to raise their kids on their own. They expect everybody else to do it for them. Now, I understand it takes a village to raise a child. Right, I get it. That's true. But it also takes a parent that knows what's up and instills enough in their child to, you know, to be smart enough to make decisions, you know, and understand and be educated about things like sex and violence and all this shit. And we try so hard to protect our shield our kids, and like all of a sudden, like when they turn 18, magically they're going to be okay and be able to deal with all this shit. But if you've successfully shielded your kids from all this shit for all this time, and all of a sudden they turn 18, what are they going to do when they actually are exposed to it? They're going to forget.
They're going to freak out.
Yeah,
but this is the craziest thing about me, right? If you turn on Just TV right now, there's shows where there's 16-year-old girls who's basically laying around in nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like kitty porn. And you know they get a lot of views, and you know good damn well they make their friends watch. There's a lot of sick men out there, but it's cool for them to put that down on there. Or it's cool for women. I mean, I just honestly, man, my whole thing is, like I said, the thing I don't get and what I don't understand is how our accounts get banned by association. How Blue Sky Entertainment get banned when Blue Sky Entertainment ain't never aired one show on Justin TV. We just had to air our first show today.
Right. Yeah, that is guilt by association. You're totally right.
That don't make no sense. I mean, the CTs are built there. This shit, right?
It just shows you the mentality that's out there. It's like this group mentality, like, you know, if one person says something, you know, everybody associated with that person must feel the exact same way. And it gets broken down not just along, like, you know, it's not just the government or businesses or whoever that think this way. It's individuals think this way too. Like, I think of, like, look at Miss Tasha. Miss Tasha, like, won't give me the time of day on BTR anymore. And I haven't done jack shit to her. Okay, but
hello, Z. And if I'm still talking, y'all can hear me.
on your Dolce & Gabbana. Now your wife's worried, facial with horrific expression. Now you realize she's not worried, that's just Botox injection. Lay all the commotion, cause to crash, chandelier. To your beard, shop diamonds from the beard. May your Ferrari break down, may your chauffeur get high, smash up your trench rolls, I pull Rodeo Drive. Off to the breaking back to others, where you got all your bucks. Till we make the revolution, I just hope your life sucks. All my people in the place, put your fists in the air. All my down motherfuckers, get up out of your chair. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Up, you snorting be 96% flour. May the famous rapper you bring to your daughter sweet 16 get some pride and walk out as if born with a spleen. May the death squad you hide be sad with instructions and by mistake be at your mansion with the street sweeper buckets. May this make your party guess what said they white Russians and die behind a Jimmy Martin crying and cussing. May your chef be all pissing in the bisc in the kitchen. May I assume your autobiography is filed in the fiction, cause I'm just breaking back to others where you got all your cash. The revolution, I hope your life sucks. Hey, all my people in the place, put your fists in the air. All my down motherfuckers, get up out of your chair. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Get him.
Oh, man, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Fucking BTR is freaking out on me. My computer's dying. My phone died. This is just some bullshit. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Oh my god.
Oh man, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Fucking VCR is freaking out on me. My computer's dying. My phone died.
Petey, are you there? Fuck.
Yeah, I'm here because I had to get my phone. I was kind of catching up with I was catching up with news, like trying to know what's good.
All right.
About with the situation.
Yeah.
Because you were saying you was breaking that down for it, you know what I'm saying, before you hit it.
Yeah, I guess it just all boils down to this fucking PC police, man. It's just a bunch of fucking squeaky wheels that mess it up for the rest of us, man. Like people that don't want to take responsibility for themselves and their kids, they just want everybody else to do it for them. And like, there's only so much we can do. I mean, we can look out. You can look out for your neighbor's kid, right? But you're not gonna fucking put, you know, clothes on their back and teach them how to read and shit. You know, I mean, you help out where you can, but you ultimately are the owner of you. If you're not smart enough to make decisions on your own, then you're fucked. You know?
Yeah, that shit was crazy, though. And you know what? You were talking about that Josh shit, like, the other day. And I think I was talking about
Yes. Yeah, I was just going to say the guilt by association thing. Like, Miss Tasha, I love Miss Tasha, man. And I love talking to her. I think she's cool. And, like, apparently she had some beef with, I don't know, with somebody in the building crew. I don't know what happened. I don't want to know what happened. I mean, I guess I do want to know what happened, but bottom line,
I felt like
I got ostracized by whatever happened. I was guilty by association because she never calls my show anymore. She hardly acknowledges me when I do come into one of her shows. I called into one of her shows a while back, or I guess right around the time the shit went down, whatever the shit was, and she basically was treading very lightly on me. Like, she it was almost like she was treating me as if she was waiting for me to, like, go off on her or talk shit to her or something. And,
man, what it
you know,
is, right? Vince, not to cut you off, it's going to be crazy when I tell you this, because you remember the whole McNasty shit, when him and Chester was ribbing, McNasty and Ace was ribbing each other. And he went back on X Factor, and he was crying on the radio, and then we made fun of him for crying on the radio. She got offended because McNasty's feelings got hurt. She felt like with McNasty being her friend, we shouldn't have laughed at him for crying. I didn't talk to her since then. She said she embarrassed. She don't feel right talking to us because she think we mad at her. We not mad at her. We just tripping at, you know, she used to talk to us every day, and all of a sudden she disappeared. I ain't nobody in the clique got beef or hatred towards her. We ain't saying nothing negative about her. But for some reason, she believes that because we sent shots at McNasty, those shots were directed towards her. And the shots we sent to McNasty, man, she listened to our show, that was pretty loud.
Yeah, I love Natasha. I think she's a beautiful girl, and she's really pretty, and she's really sexy, and she's very, very nice and stuff. But I think she's kind of like, I don't know, man. She just like, she's so easily, I think she's one of these people that she's so emotional, and she's so easily attached to things that she gets like wrapped up in stuff and doesn't see what's really going on. You know, she like for example, like she just seems really easily manipulated to me. Like, remember when we first met Ace Killa?
Yeah.
There when Ace Killer came on and he was like, oh, I got shot last night and I'm bleeding through, you know, I'm coughing up blood and all that shit.
And
Miss Tasha was just falling all over herself to like crying on the and saying, oh my God, we got to help him and we got to get somebody over there. And she's just like freaking out. And I'm like, hold on a second, Miss Tasha. If this dude is coughing up blood, if he's like, if he needs to be in the emergency room and he's in such dire straits, what the fuck is he doing calling into a fucking internet radio show and chatting on the line?
I remember you said that.
I was like, come on, he can't be that bad off if he's on the fucking internet right now hanging out in a chat room. And she just could not, that just like, logic just defies, just she just couldn't
wrap her head around that logic. It's just like, she's like, no, he's in trouble. And Ace was totally like playing it up too. Like, he even admitted it later. He's just like, you know, he was getting attention from the ladies, so he just kept playing it up, you know, like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Oh, man. And, oh, my God, we got to get somebody over there. Oh, my God.
Hey, man, it's still funny, though, man. It's like, it ain't just us, though. It ain't just our clique. It's like she didn't separate it because, you know, she used to be a BTR whore. She could separate herself from everybody. Like, all jokes aside, her being on our show so much is one of the reasons why we got into it with Goofy Bone in the first place. He got mad at us, so we said we tried to steal Tasha from him, and everybody said we tried to use Tasha for rape type situation.
Right.
And I'm saying, but it's now like the people she actually surrounded herself with is actually using her for rape, and they're destroying their show because don't nobody go to her shows no more. It's like used to be everybody there. Now you go, and like Chester would show up here, email me, and like, check it out. I show up, and it'd just be like nasty on her tongue from, I'll eat your eggs. I'll lick your ass. And farts and giggles, man.
Oh, wow. Speaking of which, Goofy Bone is with us. What's up, Goofy Bone? Welcome to the re-up, bro. You're here with myself, Petey Green, the lovely...
He ain't familiar with me, man. He called me in the building. He runs for me when he see me in chat rooms, even though I only weigh above 50 soaking wet. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's the fact that he got that lactose coming out the nipples with that whack-ass transformer chest. Hey, but you know what, Vince, that I like about Goofy Bone and all those fun? If I ever need to edit and splice pictures to make it look like I got girls on me, I'm going to do it. Real talk. Because dog, MySpace pages and all the crap he got out there got more Photoshop on them than a little bit. I'm telling you, who needs plastic surgery? All I need is Goofy Bone to put my face on somebody and I look hot.
Right. Well, he's actually local to me, so, like, if I needed some, I wonder if, hey, Goofy Bone, are you really up on the Photoshop? If so, I got some, I don't know, because who knows, he might have, you know, Goofy Bone's a player, bro. He might have, like, a guy that does Photoshop for him, right?
So, you mean his lover? I mean, dude, like, 37 years old, still gangbanging, man. Come on now, man.
He's not gangbanging.
Really, and I heard of gangbanging, but who gangbangs Decepticons and Autobots? Who does that? Hey, Vince, in your professional...
If it was humanly possible, I'm sure I'd find a way to do it.
Let me ask you a question, dog. Do you think it's known for an average man, a normal man, to go to a Star Trek convention without a child? Would you go?
I think I'm a little biased because I'm more of a Star Wars guy.
Okay. Would you go to a Star Wars convention? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you
really
consider going to a Star Wars convention gangster?
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I mean, if I was a gangster, I don't know. Gangsters are people too, though, man. They, you know, they have their hobbies. They have stuff they're into. So I think it's okay if he's into Star Trek. I personally would probably be more likely to hang out with, like, a gangster that's into Star Wars as opposed to Star Trek.
I think it is Star Wars. I think I did him wrong. I think it's Star Wars. I think he likes to play with lightsabers. He's fun about having a pole in his hand.
Oh, Goofy Bone, no, we were talking about something completely different until you came into the room. I was just trying to acknowledge you there and say what's up. Again, this goes back to, like, my thing. We were talking about Miss Tasha and guilt by association and all that. Like, I don't know what Goofy Bone's angle is here. Maybe he's got a little bit more elevated intellect than Miss Tasha, and he's able to separate individuals.
Oh, no.
But
Goofy Bone Gas, he liked the chat room battle. He liked the chat room battle and make whack ass videos that shot with Photoshop. He has no talent. His homie called himself Bruce. He got a homie in a click named VIC that look like Zorro. I don't know if I'm battling rappers or Lucha Libre.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And that Curtis Blow flow he got, man, is very impressive. Don't push me. It's basketball.
Hey, Six Things is on to the new thing, man. It's not about caps lock and having the font as big as you possibly can make it anymore. It's all about lowercase, small, and using the smallest font you can possibly put it on. I think the smallest font that you can get it on is maybe 10. So let's do a favor. Let's do Goofy Bone a few big favor here, everybody, and let's all turn our fonts to 10, and let's all type in lowercase. And
hey, Vic, you stay in the yay area, am I correct?
Bigger than all of us.
You stay in the yay area, right?
Outlock, but he's got bigger font. We got a red font too.
Hey, Vic, do you stay in the yay area? Am I correct? The Oakland, San Jose, 408 area code type area, Sunnyville or whatever it is. You stay over there, right?
We're neighbors, bro. We're neighbors.
Are there a lot of one bedroom male housing groups? Is that like an epidemic in this area? Because I didn't turn on my webcam for some reason. I see Goofy Bone butt ass naked with a roommate in the room with a pink fish tank. I don't know what that shit about.
I don't know. Hey, Goofy, you call in, bro. Call in. Let's get the record straight.
Yeah, man, set the record straight. Let us know how you gangbang in the tank.
I would
have you my phone while you call me all type of bitch ass niggas and play gangster while you're on the phone. Vince could put me on timeout, dog, because I know you ain't going to call up while I'm on it. I done offered you a plane ticket. I done offered to come visit you. Hell, I done offered to even get on the phone. I offered to ghostwrite for you. Hey, Vince, if you do me a favor while the bitch listening, could you play Bullshit Ain't About Nothing? I'll respond to Goofy Bone Fuck You Part 2.
I got Bullshit. That's the only track I got on this thing right here.
That's what I'm talking about. Could you play it for the bitch for me right now?
All right. Before I go into this track, I just want to thank – I actually want to thank Goofy Bone for coming through. You know, as much as these in-the-building kids are riding you, man, you came into this room knowing that they're in here, and you definitely get, you know, at least an ounce of respect from me for that, because I was suggesting to, oh, Goofy Bone, why'd you have to leave, man? Oh, wait, I think he might be on the line. Let me check real quick. 111, you're on the line.
What's up?
Hey, this is Goofy Bone?
Obviously, y'all motherfucker called for the dragon. What's up?
Right on.
Is that what y'all little guys gonna do? To be talking shit all motherfucking day? Y'all can't go fuck some hoes, or did you guys have enough of fat hoes last night? Where's in the building at?
I put him on timeout because I wanted to find out who was on the line, and it is you.
God. Put him back on, man. This nigga's funny.
I will.
This little scrawny nigga's funny.
Give me a second, bro. Give me a second, man. God, people are so excited, so tense. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned in to the Cage Match right now on Re-Up. We've completely changed format. This is supposed to be a mellow show where I just like talk about smoking weed and like read marijuana related news and play marijuana related and marijuana friendly tunes. But apparently now it's going to turn into the fucking BTR cage match between Petey Green and AKA 59150 and Goofy Bone, AKA, I don't know. But I'm going to try to be an impartial third party in this mess. And we already lost Goofy Bone. I guess he's not ready for the cage match. Yeah, this is what I was talking about. I wanted to do, like I was telling Petey this yesterday, like back in the day when they used to have beefs and stuff, like, you know, it would be L, Cool J versus Kumo D, and I was saying, why they should have capitalized on these beefs, man, by having like an on-stage performance between the two rappers, you know? Like a hip-hop cage match,
if you will. And I thought I was about to have that right now. All right, I'll unmute PD. Hey, PD.
Hey, Vince, you will never get that. I'm all G for it. I done went on his show. I done went on Fetty J's show. I done went to his mama's show if she got one. I done challenged this man to a freestyle, written contest. We could crack jokes. We could pull out dicks and see who dicks big. This
right.
Nigga, every time he do, he say little slide-ass comments, and he jump off the phone. I'm a fan of Miss Skittles.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
I'm a fan of Miss Skittles. Honestly, I am. I like Miss Skittles a lot. I think Miss Skittles do no bullshit. When we go on tour, I'm going to go get Goofy Bitch and have him be my hype man, because you need somebody with energy like that. Don't you know if you listen to this tape, this nigga's contradictory? He talking about
right.
I smoke weed to make myself look good, but then if you check on the internet, he's smoking on cigars and blazing a blunt coming from lead. Now let's get gangster. Make up your mind, cuz. Is it no weed or is it weed?
Right.
I mean, dude, I ain't doing this shit for no motherfucking inch. This is me. And this motherfucker talking about fucking fat hoes, fucking skinny hoes. I get pussy. I've been known to get pussy. I don't have to vouch for my getting pussy. Bitch, you done seen me fuck on many a day.
I have.
So all I'm saying is miss me with that. If y'all know Goofy Bitch, I'll put it to y'all like this, man. I'm gonna give you a time. If y'all know Goofy Bitch, tell him, get him, his homie Zorro, his fat homie named Bruce, Little Vagina. Get the whole Skittle Care Bear Rainbow click together, and Bruce God go head up on him soul for soul, because bullshit ain't about nothing. Okay, I'm done with it.
Goofy Bone, if you're one of these guests here, dude, call back in. Like, I put you on mute for a second because I wanted to set up the cage match here. And Petey Green, a.k.a. 59150, a.k.a. in the building, he's ready to go, bro. Like, we had you guys set up. I was just trying to, you know, I'm like the guy in the fucking ring that says, let's get ready to rumble.
And, dude, you know the craziest thing about events? Is you can ask anybody, because we all know the same people on BTR. We all know the same people. We pop up. Every time I pop up in this dude chat room, I never call him a bitch. I never call him out his name. I never call him broke. I say, what up, Goofy? Let's go at it. Let's do this battle and shit. I get banned. When I first heard Goofy Bitch, I got new 50 views. I'm like, y'all niggas need to check this shit out. This shit is hilarious. You know what I'm saying? I like bad people. Because, you know, to me, Goofy Bone is like my CRC for real. When Goofy Bone rap, I can get up there and fart. My shit gonna sound hot. So it's like, man, what the fuck? You know what I mean? This dude is begging for attention. He really don't want, dog. No bullshit right now. Vince, we are working on the expose of Goofy Bone, where we follow him from a little kid drinking Budweiser in Little Tijuana, Mexico, where the fuck he's from, all the way up to being a cheerleader, to having a small penis self-proclaimed because he holding up extra small Trojans. And it's in. You know, I'm just saying, man. It gets worse than that. That's all I'm saying. Will told me to shut the fuck up. He don't want me to let y'all know about his hermaphrodite parents. Damn, I'm gonna fuck up.
All right. Well, Goofy Bone is, during the middle of when you were just talking right there, Goofy Bone bounced back in for a second. I feel bad. I hope we didn't scare him off. Like, I really wanna work through this, man. I wanna see you guys have it out and then like be friends at the end, you know? Like,
We tried that. No bullshit. When this shit first kicked off, we went to, because this all started through Tyrus and Fetty J. Everybody remembers we first started. We squashed beef with Fetty J. We squashed beef with Tyrus. We squashed beef with DJ Smellgood. But for some reason, Goofy Bone keep talking shit. And the crazy shit about it is we hear from his friends like, yo, we gonna work on Goofy. So I'm like, fuck it, man. Instead of working on Goofy, let me poke him with a stick. Let me find out what's really good. I call the show like a man and told him, like, dog, I really don't want no beef with you. You funny to me. Oh, you lucky, man, because I'll get on the airplane and come knock you out. It's like, okay, cuz, here go my address. You want a ticket? And you seen this fat ass. I'm a skinny dude, bitch. You say it all the time. This PG should be killing me. So if you oozing with that machismo, all that good shit, come slap a bitch.
right. Are you guys ready to? Are you ready to have some fun, Petey?
Yeah, I'm ready to have some fun.
All right. I think Goofy's back. Let me put him on the line. Goofy, you're on with Petey Green. What's up?
What's up, Petey Green?
Oh, you got
in
my name,
building?
Right? I'm glad you can. Yeah, you know what I'm talking
whatever,
about?
Whatever you call yourself.
Like, Bruce Guy.
My
yo,
no cheese mo. I like the way you fucking describe me. So what else you've done? You've done your homework about me. What else have you done?
No, I ain't doing my homework.
That's all you motherfucking do is eat, breathe, and fucking sleep, Goofy Bone. Shit, you should be sucking my dick, fool.
Actually,
serious.
I don't, cuz. Actually, I eat, breathe, and do in the building and then laugh when motherfuckers say your damn name. The only reason why, no, that DLG chick was old as fuck. And it got more hits than your whole career. You been on motherfucking YouTube, how long? You been on YouTube sweating hoes and doing Photoshops. We done checked out your videos. We did a video with
you
that got more hits than your biggest video. How is that possible? All reality shows get more work in than your shit. And all we doing is sitting around laughing, smoking weed. So don't know anybody interested in you but your people and the bitches pussies you eat. Miss me with that photo. You a good nerd. I give you that. If I need some photo shit done for one of my TV shows, you'd be the first motherfucker I call. But when it comes down to talent, as in rapping, or being a man and holding down his business at 36 years old, still gangbanging, nigga? Miss me with that bullshit. Miss me with that.
See, the funny thing is that dumb motherfuckers like you need to do their homework. If y'all know my fucking real age, it ain't no 36, nigga. I'm way back in the 20s with your bitch ass. You know what I mean?
I know you're a cheerleader, right? Are you not a cheerleader? Did you not bring it on to me?
If you're stupid black
you
ass to read,
right,
it would say that I fucked a cheerleading squad, motherfucker. What have you done? You fucked what? Miss P.I.G.?
What have I done?
That's all you
what
fuck.
Have I done?
Is that
you
can
ask somebody in Milwaukee. No bullshit. I can call all 12 of my baby mamas up right now, and they'll tell you about my piping. Motherfucker, don't do me. I am a legend around the world.
Nobody's heard of you.
When you get done blowing at your gums, call Miss Sasha and ask her about my dick. I done sent it to her. You know it. You know what I'm saying? Call the hoes you fuck with like Juicy and ask them about my
quit,
dick. Call Juicy. I'm more Mexican than you. I ain't got
what level
are
you
on?
What level are you on? Tell me. I want to know what your broke ass
nigga.
What level
you, nigga?
I'm
going to call us right now.
All
the songs we did, nigga, 2 minutes to go to Tennessee and pay for us to do our shit. Ain't nobody fucking doing boots, bro. That's your homies. You got a whole Mexican community.
All you little niggas do
all this shit out here. You ain't got
y'all offered me or what? Y'all offered me a plane ticket.
You talking to me,
you motherfucker? Bring your ass over here.
I'm waiting on a duplex.
Bring your ass over here.
Downstairs.
I'm a man. I'm on YouTube. We go one-on-one anywhere.
Hey, can I get your address? I've been asking for that for the longest. This is all I need.
3677 Camden Avenue, San Jose, California. Look for the charger in the front. Google
that
shit.
Hey, hold on. You yelling. We can't hear you. I got to write that down.
Okay. I'm trying to be like you. Loudmouth, nigga. Shit. 3677. Write this shit down and shut your mouth. 3677. Motherfucker, you're going to want my address away. You're going to be yapping your gums. Come on, nigga, you want to handle your shit? I'm giving you my address, bitch.
Shadows talk. Go ahead.
Handle your
address.
Shit.
I already got your phone number. 408. Come on, keep going.
Write the fucking shit
408, what? I'm writing it down.
3677 CAMDENAVE dot San Jose, California, 95124.
Got it.
Google that shit. Look for the charger in the front. And then I'll expect you niggas to come to my house and handle your business. Because if not, you guys are going to be talking shit like you always do. Little junior high bitch. Handle your shit.
You
got my address, bitch. Handle
your
shit.
Hey, Doug, you know what?
Handle your shit. Shut your mouth and handle your business.
Be a man
and handle your business. I
want to
see your level. What level are you on? Handle your business. You got my address. It's in the archives if you fucking stupid and then write it down. Rewind that shit and come get me, motherfucker.
You don't rewind it, motherfucker. You don't come get your broke one-bedroom stand with your gay-ass lover with your punk-ass charger having ass. I got you. You stay in the land of phantom. Motherfucker. Did he mute me, man? Is that you, me? Because I can't hear me no more. You know what I'm talking about? Take a motherfucker 7 months to get a motherfucking address. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? And this nigga want to play like he hard and shit. No, I'm goddamn little dog. Man, all I got to say is this, man. You done had 611 West Maple Street for the longest. You claim you do motherfuckers in Milwaukee. Don't nobody know you. We finna Google this address, dog, and I swear to God you done fucked up because I got people in the Yay area. I'm finna have my cousins look this shit up. And I swear to God, man, if my cousin go by your crib and send this videotape back to me, and it's you, you fucked up, homie. You been fucked up real, real big, cuz. I mean, it ain't even shit about it, dog. I almost knocked some of that fat off your ass. And it's funny that you told me some damn Miss PG fat. Nigga, you got some D cups. Some motherfucking D cups.
What happened, dude? I got kicked off the line.
You put the phone down. You got kicked off the line. Goofy Bone yelled out his address, growling. I got to check the archives to get it, and he hung up. I still ain't get my freestyle. I still ain't get my battle. I still ain't get my rhyme. You understand?
He gave you an address. He gave you an address.
He finally gave me an address. We checking the archives right now. Miss PG and him is rewinding the motherfucking niggas.
Yeah, because Cause you know I'm in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, I know.
I could do a house call, just check in, and maybe I could hand deliver some pictures for him to Photoshop. I've been looking to get together with Jessica Alba and tell all my friends about it. So I was wondering if maybe he could hook me up.
Oh shit, man! I don't know, man. All I know is I ain't with the chat room beefing. The nigga done gave me his address. He could type so much in the chat room just to make sure we got it. I love for him to write it down one more time so we can get it. You can send your private message. You can go in the building nuts so hard. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if you're gonna be able to get it. Can you get it from the archives, like while the show's still playing?
She trying to rewind the tape back right now, man. You know we so damn broke. We got like 6 laptops. 7 PCs. One of these motherfuckers got that address on.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Niggas ain't on that shit. Coming from this. You read my shit right. He said, I'll fuck the cheerleading squad.
Oh, cool. He gave us a map. He gave us a map. This is cool. He's out on Camden. I got it. He did all the work for you, Petey. He's got the map right here, bro. He lives over by.
Now, baby, Google that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, you Google that shit from where we at and let me know how long it's. I can't Photoshop anything. He's setting somebody else up to get sweated. Hey, man, that better be his house. That could be his cousin Hector Guadalupe. That better be his house. Now, Google that shit. Oh, yeah, that's why he's doing it, because he don't think we don't come. Hey, Google the address and find out how long it takes us to get from where we at. Niggas don't play games like that, because we just came back from Tennessee on a humbug. Going to California ain't shit.
Fucking hilarious. Oh, the glory continues. I have to... Oh, he just jumped in, left his address, and left.
That's good. He better be calling his homies to try to get some more of them hunting rifles.
Yeah.
And them 25, so we don't need them.
Wait. When I left you guys, like, my phone cut out, like, right when I got both of you guys on the air at the same time. What went down exactly? What'd I miss?
Basically, he got on here and was like, all y'all do is talk about Goofy. All y'all do is talk about Goofy Bone and what Goofy do. You should be in some pussy instead of fucking PG. I didn't watch Bobblehead and Justin TV.
Yeah.
I see y'all getting it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take us one day and 7 hours to get there. So we're going to need, I'm going to go get the goons so we can go straight through that shit nonstop.
Yeah. I'd rather just see. I don't want to see people get hurt. I just want to see a battle of the wits. You know, like
Stop.
I want to see. That's why
I'm with
man,
that.
A hip hop cage match, bro.
I'm with that, but I'm trying to give him a chance because you heard his rap.
I know,
Come
but
on, now,
but
you just heard
but
him talk.
You guys are on the same stage
you
together.
Shit like B.I.G. I mean, come on now, Vince. No, bullshit aside,
yeah.
dog. No bullshit aside, Vince. Now, you done heard both of our music. You done heard his music, and you done heard the shit that come on our channel.
Right.
You know goddamn well ain't no comparison between us two.
Right. No, I got you. Like, you know which side I have my bias and loyalty to. I'm just trying to give him a chance, man. I mean, he's my neighbor, you know. I'm gonna try to give him the benefit of the doubt until he just gives me no other recourse than to, you know, like
well,
I was
saying,
like personally when I first heard the song, I thought he was calling out Miss P.I.G. as being a Fed. I thought that's what he meant by P.I.G. I thought he meant that she's like an undercover cop, like a narc or something. I thought maybe
man.
He was onto her, or you know, but no.
Doc. The best line in this song was shooting my dog.
And that, you know, that was just not even that's just like tasteless and just not. There was a lot of lines in that like that were just I was just like okay, no, this is just like, you know, it's one thing to diss somebody, but it's another thing to diss them and just be just rude and not very like
good.
Yeah, just not very. Not, you know, it's not. It wasn't funny. You know, like I'm gonna shoot your dog. That's not funny. It's like if you could somehow turn it into like I'm gonna take your dog out to dinner and then fuck him in the ass. I mean, that's at least you're like putting some spice into it. You know, you're not taking the easy way out. You know, you're trying to you know take it to another level. But I don't know, man. I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt just for now. I want
dog, I'll put it to you like this, Vince. Whenever that bitch is ready, we need to get her. You know what I'm saying? We patching up and we going to the small house. But in between that meantime, you know what I'm talking about? Whenever that bitch is ready, real talk, I will battle that bitch with my eyes closed. I will battle that bitch with a broken jaw. I will battle that bitch on the toilet constipated trying to force all shit out my ass and still have better rhymes than the Skittles. And that you can go tell Fetty, you can go tell Tasha, y'all can go tell Ivy Wise, anybody who knows this motherfucker and fuck with
right.
him.
Right.
And that's real talk. Oh, yeah, another thing you missed was he got to talking about Mama Cheese Mo and he got upset. Because I said, when you get done, you can ask your homies about my dick. All your girls that you hang around and supposedly love you and seen me put my work in. He got offended. He told me I need to stop fucking on camera.
What is this, dude? Jay Will to come up of Goofy Bone?
Oh, yeah. You know, another thing that's corny about him, we made pages about him and said, you know, when we was beefing with him, we still got him up. We don't even use him. Like, we actually, and the reason why we don't use him is because our page is entitled, because we got Goofy Bone dating Seti, and we like Seti. So we might have to come up with a new lover for Goofy and shit. Because we got Goofy out there in pink with his shirt wrapped up and shit, and his nipples out and shit, with the transformer chain. But we don't want to do that because it's linked to Seti, so we try not to bring that page back up, but we can't.
Right. Because
the Goofy Bitch show can't be hosted again. We didn't get it in the past.
Right.
I can just go get my homie, my Mexican essay to sound just like him to get down.
Dude, oh my God, Goofy Bone. You know, we have a radio station out here called The Bone, and they call all the listeners boneheads. Maybe that's all his followers should be called, too, fucking Goofy Boneheads.
I told you. Oh, hey, dog. Hey,
I bet you, you know, all this beef aside, I bet you Goofy Bone's a good guy.
Hey,
I'm sure if you guys met
hey,
in some other circumstances, you guys would be cool.
I got exclusive for you right now.
All right.
Go to that link. It's the real story behind Goofy Bone.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I just went to that. Fucking, it's hilarious. I'm gonna watch it right now. I'm gonna play your track right now. Now that I'm back on the switchboard here, and I'm gonna go check out this video. We'll be right back with Petey Green here on the Re-Up. Give me a call 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. on the 5th. Let's go. Yeah, stop frontin'. I got my mind on the plane. I'm sorry, living change and having broken dreams. And people up on my team who don't believe in my faith and my riches. Too often these niggas, you got me vibing with the simple life of bitches. Me, they got me twisted if they think I'm waiting for a return. Cause all them bullshit, hate and talk, that bitch can burn. Up in the bottles of piss, they here where hoes dwell. Straight to be honest, I couldn't do it, nigga, but oh well. I had to keep it moving and soon off the hatred now. Everybody wanna look at my smile, they said I changed the thoughts to be shared. No longer am I just that ignorant motherfucker out here acting wild. Nope. I had to learn and make sure that my seeds grew so everybody knew what they had to see true. Cause dollars gotta add up to make sense. Cause how the fuck you gonna go back to your family with pocket lint? So keep it this if you think that we ain't eating and all that bullshit and that hate y'all defeating. It's a movement that can't be stopped. ABK's a black motherfucker. Family ties just that out. So look around, motherfucker. Something you didn't understand what I say. We ain't bluffing. Cause Boos ain't about nothing. All I see is the huffing, puffing, fronting. Stop bluffing. Why? Boos ain't about nothing. You can stop with all the tears and lies and motherfuckers, all the bulls and crabs. Cause understand, this shit right here we will ride for. Clip a couple shots and yo, it's going die for.
Boos ain't about nothing. What? Stop fronting. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop fronting, man. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop fronting, cause bullshit about nothing. Stop me walking, but you can't stop fronting. Bullshit about nothing. When you see me, I'm gunning, leading you to running. You wanna see something with me? I hope not. Where I'm at is where I be. My breathing don't stop. The chores will soon. I'm a goon without the send off. Come in the wrong hood up here, I get you picked off. Music gotta get off. No more drugs, everybody. Gangsters now, no more thugs. Matter of fact, I got a question. Why every rapper that hate on us got no music to play when we go to they pay? Because the niggas is lame, the new name is game. If you want some bitch shit, why you acting game? They say we don't play fair, it's a goddamn shame. Because our music's so hot, competition is lame. I don't have dirt on my shoulders, it's actually hate. So I walk with a special brush that does it off every day. Give me a pound of good beats, they be off in a day. The preseason coming soon. Rap game ain't wait. Stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', what? Nigga, stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', nigga. It's no question I'm hood, so don't question me about is it any niggas up in Milwaukee. Bang Bang is the songs that I grew up to, because that's all that we heard on the blocks I grew. Young, but I'm not Berg, don't get me confused. No more drive-bys, I woke up on you. If you think Jay will, Jay won't. Trick on the bitch, thought I do, but I don't. Stab out to the east side to holler at Petey. See me, I'm from the west, but living it ain't easy. Life full of stress, Milltown is the city that I rep till I die. Keep my head to the sky. Don't ask why if you catch me in your crib. Goddamn, I'm freestyling, let me stop and ad lib.
Stop frontin', stop frontin'. Wish it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. What? You look around, motherfucker, keep stuntin'. I play around and thinking we bluffing. But shit ain't about nothing. All I see, I was huffing, puffing, and it's stunning. What? But shit ain't about nothing. Nothing. But shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. But shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. But shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing, motherfucker.
It's the re-up, Vince in the Bay, with you for the next half an hour. Back here with Petey Green. I just got educated. I know. It makes so much more sense now. The behavior that I'm examining here from Goofy Bone. Now that I've got the backstory. This is fucking hilarious, dude. Oh man, fucking. I gotta watch it again. I don't care. I'm just gonna watch it again right here on the air. I don't give a fuck. That's fucking hilarious. Here it is.
Hold on. Let me turn this shit down in my background.
Yeah. I'm gonna play it right now over the air. This is J. Well, the come up of Goofy Bone, Gay Gangster, Part 1. This is great.
So, man, we brought homework, as you heard me say.
Same
have to make a run for the border, man. We can't have that. No family and nobody to turn to. Goofy bitch joint is Decepticons. But the nigga still needed money. So he went on and started doing gay porn. Hell, you gotta get money, right? Then he went off to start doing shit like posing for whack-ass magazines that the motherfucker made up on his own to make himself look even more like a loser. Listen, man. You 34 years old, and you at Transformer seminars? For that shit, B, I'ma put you in a box, man. But I do give him credit on this. If you want your Photoshop done, he's a motherfucking professional, man. To the point where I was finna have him do something for me. Wait a minute, wait. Oh, shit. Police, police, run, run. We don't want to get deported, run. God damn it. Wait a minute. Was that his pimp in the corner? Shit. I guess every hoe need one. Anyway. Bottom line, goofy bitch. I can make a picture video just like you. But see, us broke niggas, man. We make real shit. Step your game up, fat boy. Bullshit about nothing coming soon, man.
Who the fuck brag about wearing Trojans? Oh, boy. That's some goofy shit. Oh, man. All right, I'm back. I think we got Chester on here now, too. Let me unmute everybody here. Chester, is that you, man?
Yeah, it's me, man. I got background noise, so I'm muting my mic on and off.
Yeah. Oh man, so are you interested in helping promote this hip hop cage match?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I mean, it's either one way or either anonymous first those of, I don't know, I'm thinking like 500 or something or whatever. You know.
Yeah. Man, this is right up your alley, man. This is what you do, right?
Right. Or you know what I'm saying? Or you know, but if they really want to be serious, they can put their own money up. Win or take all. What's,
right.
You know, I'm sitting here like, what's I mean.
Hey, you know, I ain't got no problem with putting my money up, but I am a broke ass nigga, man. You know, I am a broke
right.
ass nigga. So after I get my SSI checks, my welfare checks up, clip a couple of my crackhead whores, man, I'm only gonna have a couple stacks to put up.
Stop.
No, it's fine. I think he accepts food stamps.
You know what I'm saying? But shit, man. For bullshit, I got 500 to the good against that bitch.
Hey, I mean, to me, that's like...
And I got 500 on anybody who bet against me. Against Google.
You know, I mean, like, for real, this is a freaking recession. Okay, I didn't hear the backstory. I couldn't get the backstory. It was some Photoshop faking type shit. Where did this all start?
Oh, somebody's got to put the link to the video in the chat so you can watch the video. It's fucking hilarious.
Basically,
dude.
Man, all this shit, this is like, you know how McNasty got in between with you and Tasha type situation?
Right.
You know how you got that thing with McNasty. Goofy is our McNasty. When we first jumped on BTR, he was saying shit like how he was going to shut us down. We wasn't going to have shows now. He was this beast that was going to do all this evil shit to us. Well, his clique, they got off of showed us love. They started showing, come up to our show. We was man enough to try to squash this shit with Miss Skip. But he talked to his homies like, yeah, we're going to have to talk to this nigga. He's still dissing y'all. Y'all come to our shows. He kicked us out of his chat rooms. Just one little gay-ass shit. So finally, I guess he got tired of making videos about him. He chasing him around on shows like, dog, let's battle. That he finally felt good enough to come up on Vince's show, yell like a dungeon dragon, give me his cousin address, because I got my cousins on the way to that motherfucker right now. I swear to God, if any of his address going to be here. Because I got no problem taking that day in a 7-hour trip. You know how I get down, Chester.
Oh, yeah. So let me start it because he tried to shut y'all down on...
Or
claimed he could.
Yeah, claim he could have type shit. And then, you know, the shit was supposed to be squashed, and then we'd squash it, and then he'd jump on our pages calling us bitches and shit like that. And no bullshit. You can look at, we still got the shit on our pages. We never took it down. We never took none of this shit down. If you go back and check the archives on our pages, we never took none of this shit down. And the crazy ass shit about it, this is the first time as a man that he even got on the phone with me. Normally he sent some chick named Charlie Fortuna. Or Tasha Tammy Fortuna or some bitch. She do all this dirty work. I'm on the phone.
Well, where is this? Where is he at?
where the animosity came from was one day on the show, on his show, and I called up to squash it. Will called up. When we got off the phone, he said some shit like, I'm glad these niggas came to squash it, because back in the day, I came to their house and they gave me an address and whooped their ass, but I got too much of my cheese on me. I'm going to chill back. That's where the Here Go Our Address shit came from.
Yeah, I just want to confirm that my brother has magnums in his room, so that's just evidence right there that us Dagos over here, we don't mess around with those Trojans either.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, Chester, you're trying to hide the fact that he ain't got no talent, man. And it's our fault that people shitting on him now. Because I guess a lot of people been telling him since we told him his music is garbage. And you know there's been a movement of people that's been cool with him, that's cool with other people, that's been trying to get people to play his music on people's shows. And ever since we've been screaming his music is garbage, it's been a movement of other people saying his music is garbage.
I haven't heard any of his music other than the diss song, so I don't know. What else? I encourage Goofy Bone to send me some music.
I got some.
You do?
I got some. I'll be wired, sent it to me. Yeah, I got
All right.
some.
Because he actually, I think he actually, like, sent me a message on BTR, and like, last time I did my re-up show, and he's like, oh, I got some weed-smoking music for you. He said he was going to send it to me, so
yeah,
I never got it.
IV wires, we got plenty of Goofy shit, and no bullshit. Even when Goofy was talking shit, we played his shit. We might have played on a segment called Bump of the Trash, and most people said trash it, but we still played his shit.
Yeah.
You know
what blows me
like
away?
That.
This brings me back to Miss Tasha, actually, because, like, I remember when I first met Miss Tasha on here, you know, and I told her I lived, you know, I grew up in San Jose, I live in the Bay Area. She's like, oh, my God, I have one of my best friends that lives in San Jose. When I come out there, we'll have to meet up because I'm going to go stay with him and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't think nothing of it. And now I'm putting two and two together. I think Goofy Bone is her dude in San Jose.
Pretty much. That's what I'm saying. It's all over a girl, my nigga. It's all over that. All over. No offense to Miss Sasha. She's sexy. I got love for her. But y'all motherfucking niggas on BT, y'all need to take y'all miles out of her pussy.
Yeah, it just blows me away, like,
this
how people, like, just because you talk to somebody on BTR for, like, a week, that makes them, like, your homie, and you're going to, like, go stay with them and stuff. She wants to go stay in that Goofy's parents'
one
attic.
One-bedroom apartment. He just said, because he got a one-bedroom apartment. He got a
No, dude, he doesn't, bro. Did you go to the map?
That ain't his crib, cuz. I done seen his house on the website, G. When we be on website with him, Steady J, just the other day, he stay in an apartment building. That's how I know he gave me a fucked up ass address.
Yeah, because he gave, like, that address is, like, in Almaden Valley, I think. Maybe I'll have to go back and look. But Almaden Valley is, like, it's actually a pretty affluent part of San Jose. I mean, it's not like the fucking Beverly Hills
gangster?
Or some shit. But it's not gangster. It's not gangster. It's not gangster, no. Like,
yeah,
what I'm thinking is he's probably either renting a room in a house or he's living with his folks or family or something, which is not uncommon. I mean, like, pretty much, I mean, San Jose, California, period, is just really fucking expensive to live in. And unless you're fucking a millionaire, you're just struggling to get by. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's, like, living at home, you know, because... kind of fits the profile, doesn't he? He's like, he's got a fucking Transformers tattoo.
Hey, you know what? I'm just tired of hearing us. I want to hear the music confrontation. I done heard some of Goofy's music. I done heard, you know, Petey's music, you know what I'm saying? I want to hear the music. I think, you know, so you're like, man, okay, we've got this, you know. I done heard music. Frankly, I heard this song, unbiasedly speaking, you know what I'm saying, I'm not impressed in any way with that, except for the actual technicals of the studio session, you know, the clarity of the recording. But
yeah, but I don't know how all this shit works. Maybe you can tell me, but, like, don't you, when you get these programs to make beats and stuff, aren't there a lot of just generic pre-made shit that you just slap your own vocal on top of?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Dude, I can make a beat like that in like 3 minutes. That is not, you know, quality. Or using, I mean, with the software out here and whatnot, It's not hard to record anything or make a beat or anything. I mean, it's ridiculous. Or I can just go online.
Like, they probably have fucking programs where you can, like, give me, like, a 50 Cent beat circa 2005. Give me a Public Enemy beat circa 1989, you know?
It's almost to that point. But, you know, saying so, I mean, but that's not what I'm looking for.
I want to get into this game, man. I feel left out. I want to make my fucking diss tape, dude. What's up? Can you guys give me some suggestions on, like, programs for Mac that I could use to make some shit like this?
Yeah. You can find some. Plenty of them out there. Most of them are cross-platform right now. But you know what I'm saying? But, I'm like, that's what I thought I was catching. I seen Goofy when I came up in here. I'm like, okay, bet. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I get to hear some, you know what I'm saying, verse on verse, acapella to acapella, you know what I'm saying, head to head. Let's, you know what I'm saying, let's compare technique styles. And
Chester, you know goddamn well, and I say this, I will eat Goofy Bone alive off the top of the TV with no problem. I have no problem with doing it.
All right, hang on, guys. I got another caller here I'm going to bring in.
You didn't take us making freestyle songs in your studio. You know I ain't got a problem.
718, you're on the line. Identify yourself.
Hello. How are you, Vince?
I'm doing much better now. Who's this?
This is Sleepy Love. I just
wanted to know. Shit, man. Rap beef on the internet.
Hey, Sleepy Love.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing much better now, sister. What's on your mind? What's going on? What do you make of all this? This business.
Yeah, what I make of all this. First of all, I heard like a lot of screaming. I was like, what's going on? Then I heard my boy.
Oh, that's just my mega hose. Sorry.
Oh. Then I heard my sweetie friend Goofy Bone's name.
Uh-huh.
And hey, Chester, how you doing? And I was just, you know, I'm just chiming in and listening. I just wanted you to know that I just updated this Internet Explorer. And
uh-huh.
It still is not allowing me to get in there and chat. So.
Oh.
And you still not called me to help with that.
Yeah, you know, what is going on with that? That's so crazy. But I don't want to, you know, mess up your stuff, what you're doing right now.
I just want to tell you hi. I don't want to think you're, you know what I'm saying, your man 5915 for asshole and rude. How you doing, love?
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm just trying to get me a rap battle. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not
trying
a jerk.
To get
I'm not a,
well, how hungry are you?
How hungry am I?
Yeah.
Baby, I weigh 150. My ribs are showing. Ain't nothing more hungry than me right now.
All right, well, then it's going to happen. Keep on doing what you're doing and then a little more. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to stretch just a little bit more. So just stretch a little bit more and watch what happens.
Man, I think if Petey Green and the In the Building crew stretched themselves any more, they would fucking break. Like, they
well,
fucking have, they have like 12
new.
BTR shows.
Uh-huh.
They had three Justin TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
They come out with a fucking mixtape song or a YouTube video like every day.
Really?
I mean,
they have
their own little miniature media empire going on, and I don't see how like I'm just amazed. It seems like every day or every week they're on to something new. There's some new avenue to.
Well, keep on flooding the airwaves. And,
yeah.
You know, eventually, you know, the breaking has to happen. You know?
Well, here's the thing. I think we're heading to a time in history where breaking through is going to become, or at least the idea of making it big is going to be happening less and less and less.
Mm-hmm.
It's just inevitable when, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, you had like five channels on TV.
Right.
You had maybe eight radio stations in your neighborhood that you
Absolutely.
Could listen to. There was no internet. There was no internet radio. There was no YouTube. There was nothing.
Right.
It was TV, mainstream, boob tube, and that was it. Then cable came in. Now we're in the internet. So there's so many more avenues to express yourself and find content and information and entertainment, and breaking through isn't going to be the same thing it used to be.
No, it's not.
It's all about having your own singular voice, mm-hmm. developing your own community of listeners and viewers, and, you know, you're not going to be, you know, people have to wrap their mind around the idea that they're not, in the future, you're not going to have the reach of,
hey,
you know, millions and millions of listeners, because all those millions and millions. Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Chess.
It's Mrs. PG.
Yes, it is. I'm calling because I was sitting back listening,
yeah.
And I keep hearing, well, if they stretch further, they can get a battle. If they stretch further, if he has talent, it wouldn't worry about how much we stretch. It wouldn't worry about how much we put in. If he has so much talent and been doing it for so long, and if my baby is such a nothing-ass nigga, he should have got his battle a long time ago. This has been going on since we first started BTR, before we got our radio shows, before we did, you know, further our TV shows from internet, from just motherfucking cable, before we did our record label, before we started making motherfucking music, before all this. We was at this with him before this. And this has all been done since that, and this motherfucker still can't show that he has talent because he has not. And if that's what dick she wants, like, she can't. Because I'm not on that. Goofy Bone is a bitch-ass nigga. Everybody knows it. If you love his music, that's great. I don't. His voice is irritating. He has no talent. I'm rapping for 3 weeks, and my music is way better than
his. What does that have anything to do with
what you're doing? That's all I had to say to you.
Darling,
I don't want to discuss anything else with you.
What does
that
have to do with you? Do you? You shouldn't worry about anybody else at all. Because you're on your journey. He's on his journey. Make your journey work. He's making his journey work.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's, you know, that doesn't make sense. You know, that's an anger.
No,
Mrs. PG
just...
Hold on.
I think she caught the tail end of what I was talking about, and I wasn't talking about Goofy Bone at all. I was just talking about, in general, like, all the different avenues for expressing yourself now are diluting the pool of news and information and entertainment that's out there. So instead of having one big pool of viewers and listeners for people to go after, that pool has been fragmented into little factions. And now you have, like, a little pocket of, like, 30 people over here who all listen to a show. You have a pocket of 15 people over here who all watch a channel. You have a pocket of, you know, 1,000 people over here who all subscribe to a certain blog, you know. It's all fragmented, and people have got to get their mind out of the idea that they have to make it big and have millions and millions of viewers or listeners or whatever, because that's not going to be possible in the future with the landscape the way it is now. It's just impossible. You could still, you know, you got to just work on your singular voice, which is what the In the Building crew is doing. They've been doing. And I think they're really on to something. I think they're one step ahead of the game as far as, like, you know, you got people like Goofy Bone, who's, like, he's doing his own thing. You can't really get too far down on the guy because he's just by himself. You know, it's just him and his homie in their one-bedroom apartment. You know, they're doing their thing. They can't necessarily compete with an In the Building, which has, you know, all the infrastructure already built in and has the experience and whatnot to deliver content quickly and easily. And he's, you know, he's kind of like David fighting Goliath right here.
That's a good thing because David fighting Goliath won. So, you know, it's not even about all of that. You know, it's what do you bring to the table, and how are you reaching your audience? However,
I was talking about the TV show. Remember Davey and Goliath?
Right.
Can I say something real quick? Can I say something? We'll check this out, though, right? This film entertainment and what we're in, this is what it was based off of. Rap was started off with one rapper saying, "You suck. You suck." And then they battle to determine who was the best. You feel what I'm saying? This is not like country music. We stay in a global society in America, in the country, where everything is up for grabs. Ain't no terms being given. Ain't no record labels going out there to save you. You stay in an area where you can take your BTR doing what you want to do, turn a profit, and feed your family. I'm not waiting for nobody's turn. I don't want no major to come to me. I will not get pimped. I've been pimped 32 years of my life, and I'll be damned if I call another person my pimp. If anybody going to pimp me, it's going to be me. And what I'm saying is, in this situation, it's plain and simple. This ain't no beef. I don't even really dislike Goofy Bone. I think he's funny.
What I want him to do is, since he thinks he's a better rapper than me, prove it to me. If don't tell me you're a better rapper, show me. Because if you think you're a better rapper,
have you ever heard? Have you ever heard the battle? This is back in the '80s, probably around 89, 90, between Kid Capri and Doo-Wop. It was a summer. It was a summertime battle. Now, y'all really want to know what battling is? I mean, y'all go back to, you know, Kumo D.
Kumo D, when he killed DZB.
You know.
When you, and then LL Cool J turned around and killed Kumo D. LL turned around and got killed by cannabis.
You
it
know,
keeps going. That's
yeah,
what rap is.
That's part of what rap is. You know, because, you know, according to how we are not progressing, you know, like technology, everything keeps on, you know, increasing and expanding, and levels of dimensions are getting higher and higher. So it's not going to stay where it was, because Kid Capri is not where he is anymore. You know, he's moved on. He's doing big, big things now. You know, I don't know what Doo-Wop is doing. I don't know what Kumo D is doing right now. LL Cool J is definitely, you know, have moved on, you know, and done bigger and greater things in his life. You know, Queen Latifah. Hey, cover girl, watch out. You know, so it's
not
man,
where, I love Queen Latifah.
You know, it's not where you were.
I would make
were.
Love to Queen Latifah all day long, all
she
week long.
Beautiful. Her love
I would knock
is
that
awesome.
Shit out of the park.
You know, so you got to do what you do and, you know, do it well. You know how they say, and doing it, and doing it, and doing it well. Do it well.
Hey,
you know,
what's your name?
Sweetie Love, baby. Sweetie Love.
Mr. Love, let me tell you something real quick, right? Like, and this is the funniest thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to write a song about Goofy Bone. My brother has yet to write a song about Goofy Bone and Straight Love Records. Everything we did, when we call him out, it'd be on a competition level. If you listen to any lyrics in our song, you're not talking about the man. You're not saying no shots. We battle them with metaphors and doing rap.
Wow.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't talked about his mama. We ain't talked about his daddy. We even went that route. Now, the sideways stuff, we have. And that's only because he went there. You feel what I'm saying? Everything
right,
we done did, we kept on a spiritual, hip-hop, rap level. Even with our response to his alleged diss that he played, the song is called Bullshit About Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's us talking about how we better rap than we get down for how we get down. The other ones do we say Goofy Bone names to listen to the song.
Mm-hmm.
You
can
feel
I
what
hear
I'm
the,
saying?
Where can I hear the song at? Where can I hear
it? Got it. Vince can play it for you right now if you want to.
Which song? The Goofy Bone song?
No, what he's talking about. Anything. I don't know what he's talking about, really.
Oh, the bullshit song.
Yeah, the bullshit.
Okay, I just played it, but I can play it again. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
All right, baby, this is just for you then. Everybody else has to cover their ears. All right, I'm taking your calls. We got another. Oh shit, we only have 8 minutes left. Fuck, time flies. All right, well, we'll play this track and come right back.
Let's go. Yeah, stop running. Stop running. I got my mind on the plan. I'm sorry, living change and having broken dreams. And people up on my team who don't believe in my faith and my riches. Too often these niggas, you got me vibing with the simple life of bitches. Me, they got me twisted if they think I'm waiting for a turn. Cause all them bullshit, hate, and talk, that bitch can burn. Up in the bottles, the pitch stay here where hoes dwell. Straight to be honest, I couldn't do it, nigga, but oh well. I had to keep it moving soon off the edge of me now. Everybody wanna look at my smile. They said I changed since the thoughts of the chat. No longer am I just that ignorant motherfucker out here acting wild. Nope, I had to learn and make sure that my seeds grew so everybody knew what they had to see true. Cause dollars gotta add up to make sense. Cause how the fuck you gonna go back to your family with pocket lint? So keep it this when you think that we ain't eating and all that bullshit and that hate y'all defeating. It's a movement that can't be stopped. ABK's in life, motherfucker. Family ties are just that high. So look around, motherfucker. Something you understand what I say, we ain't bluffing. Cause boosting ain't about nothing. All I see is the huffing, puffing front and stop bluffing.
What? Bullshit ain't about nothing. You can stop with all the tears and lies and motherfuckers, all the bulls and crap. Cause understand, this shit right here we will ride for. Clip a couple shots and yo, it's going die for.
Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin'. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin', man. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin', cause bullshit about
shit.
Nothing. Stop Milwaukee West, you constantly stop in front and bullshit about nothing. When you see me, I'm gunning, leading you to running. If you wanna see something with me, I hope not. Where I'm at is where I be, my breathing don't stop. The chores will soon, I'm a goon without the send off. Come in the wrong hood up here, it gets you picked off. Music gotta get off, no more drugs. Now everybody gangsters now, no more thugs. Matter of fact, I got a question.
Why every rapper that hate on us got no music to play when we go to they pay?
Because the niggas is lame, the new name is game.
Damn.
If you want some bitch shit, why you acting game? They say we don't play fair, it's a goddamn shame. Because I'm used to so hot, competition is lame.
I don't have dirt on my shoulders, it's actually hate. So I walk with a special brush that does it off in the day.
Give me a pound of good beats, they be off in the day. The preseason coming soon, rap game ain't wait.
Stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', what? Nigga, stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', nigga.
It's no question, I'm hood, so don't question me about is it any niggas up in Milwaukee. Bang Bang is the songs that I grew up to, because that's all that we heard on the blocks I grew. Young, but I'm not Berg, don't get me confused. No more drive-bys, I woke up on you. If you think Jay will, Jay won't. Trick on the bitch, thought I do, but I don't. Stab out to the east side to holler at Petey. See me, I'm from the west, but living it ain't easy. Life full of stress, Milltown is the city that I rep till I die. Keep my head to the sky. Don't ask why. If you catch me in your crib, goddamn, I'm freestyling. Let me stop and ad lib.
Stop frontin', stop frontin'. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. What? You look around, motherfucker, keep stuntin'. Play around and thinkin' we bluffin'. We're shittin' about nothing. All I see, yo, is huffin', puffin', and it's stuntin'. What? What? This shit ain't about nothing. It ain't nothing. Bullshit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. Bullshit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing, motherfucker.
That was it. That was the track. Bullshit from PG. 59150. And also Jay Will from the Mill. We're back with Sweet D Love.
Well, you know,
Chesta
Petey
Green. What's up?
I like I'm a beat person, so I really
right.
like the beat.
Okay.
Like I like the beat.
Yeah. I think it's smooth. I love Petey's approach, like his lyrics, like it's very smooth. It kind of like his voice kind of reminds me sometimes of Drez from Black Sheep.
Mm-hmm.
like that one track where Petey says what's up players and playettes,
one night hits.
Yeah, like that sort of voice that you use reminds me a lot of times of Drez.
Cause real talk, man, when I do music normally I'm a goofy person. I like to make fun of people's songs, crack jokes. I'm like, I like to have fun with my music. It's my thing. You know what I mean? And
Yeah. Lately,
I've been on, okay, you tell me you're MC. I just want to see where I stack against MC. That's all I'm on.
Nah, man, you definitely have a unique voice. Like, that's the thing, is it's so easy to, people, you know, a lot of people just, you know, they have singular voices and they don't know it, but they try to like, fit, you know, their circular voice into a square peg sometimes, and it seems like you've kind of just embraced your style, embraced your own tenor, and you're just like using it to your advantage rather than trying to, you know, stick it into some cookie cutter mold.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I got about 3 days to my show, my weekly show, Rhyme Time, which is, you know what I'm saying, it's all about, you know, independent artists. But you know what? Occasionally we do have a freestyle battle jumping off. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to officially, you know, send out some emails to, you know what I'm saying, to Goofy, And you know, just to make it official, I want call in.
Hey, Chester, I'll save you a trip. All you got to do is contact IBY. That's all you got to do. You want to get all the boots off? Contact IBY.
I'll do that too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just to make it, you know what I'm saying, an official word play battle, which I do offline or whatever. That's a y'all, yes, grown ass man. You know what I mean? That's on your.
Hey, you know what? Not to cut you guys off. We're about to go into VIP here. If you guys want to keep chopping it up, I'm totally down. I just want to make our listeners in the chat room aware that we're saying bye bye. So I want to say thank you to Angel Eyes, Angel, Chesta, in the building, Lady Soulja, Michael Jackson's Ghost, and the sexy and ever thick Miss Thick Things. Also, Miss PG stopped through for a quick second. I appreciate her stopping through. Also, Goofy Bone. Of course, Goofy Bone. He actually came into my chat room and chatted and even called in this time. So we're making progress here. This is good. I'm going to go out to a track right here. And do you guys want to chop it up for a little bit more, or what's up?
For sure, man.
All right.
Don't forget Sweet D Love in the building.
All right. Sweet D, how you doing? Are you hanging in there, girl?
No, I'm going to I'm going to the Dominican party because it's the Dominican parade today. So.
Oh, wow. Wait, where's that at? Are you in New York?
Yeah, I'm in New York.
Oh, nice. What part of New York are you in?
I'm in Staten Island.
Oh, right on. I've been to Staten Island. I've partied in Staten Island a few times.
Okay.
I lived in Brooklyn for a couple of years.
Okay.
So, you know, I've taken the ferry out there before, and I had friends that lived out there on Staten Island, and I partied out there. I had to go out. Actually, one time I was in a wedding, and the guy that my friend who was getting married, he got all our tuxedos at this tuxedo spot, and the only one that they had in the New York area was on Staten Island. So I took this huge pilgrimage to like this mall somewhere in the middle of Staten Island.
Right.
You can probably tell me the name of it. I don't even remember what the name of it was, but I had to like. It was a fucking pilgrimage. I took the fucking bus to the, you know, in Brooklyn, I took the fucking bus to the fucking train and the train to, like, three other trains and then take the ferry and then get on another bus. And then it was, like, seriously, like, a full day's journey just to get from, like,
absolutely.
Fort Greene, Brooklyn to fucking the middle of Staten Island.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people don't come out here, you know. They say the boat ride, you know, accumulated with all the other stuff. But this was
a beautiful boat ride, though. If anybody goes to New York, I mean, obviously you want to see the Statue of Liberty. That's the way most people see it.
Right.
And beyond that, it's just a nice, relaxing little ride. It's such a tense city, and it's really hard to find moments of just calm and clarity in New York City.
Right.
And you really have to search it out and find it for yourself.
Yeah.
And I felt for me being a Californian who's used to just being mellow and kicked back and just chilled the fuck out, you know, I had to create spots. Like I would go to Prospect Park, I would go, you know, wherever I could. There was like I used to live in Bedford, Clinton Hill, and there was Fort Greene Park. I used to go up to there.
Right.
And that ferry ride's another example of where you can just like you're away from the hustle and bustle and you just hear the lapping of the water against the ferry boat, and it's one of those things where if you live in New York you need to, you know, you appreciate those moments of just calm. But my fucking switchboard went out. I was gonna play you a track.
Aww.
to say goodbye, but
thank you anyway for thinking about me.
What's that?
Thank you anyway for thinking about
me. Oh, absolutely. And sweet, you are always welcome here on the program. I do the show 2 hours in the afternoon on Saturdays and Sundays. And then I have my regular show during the week, 7 p.m. my time. So that'd be like 10 p.m. your time. And I'm sorry I haven't caught your show in a while.
It's okay. You can go to the archives because
it's live
even in the archives.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know what's up.
Vince, I don't think you can handle her show, dude. I don't.
I've called into her show before.
Oh, you can find me now. You can find me now on, since I can't get into this chat room on BTR, you can find me at Tiny Chat. And, you know, I just hooked it up where I can, I can be seen. So every now and then I'll just pop my picture in there and, like, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you on Twitter or something? How do you
yeah.
blast people out and let them know that you're going to do this?
Well, you know, on BTR, if you're a friend and you've made us a favorite, you'll see us there.
Okay.
You know, I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. You know, we're there as well.
All right.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep an eye out.
Absolutely. And now I'm on Ustream, which is Ustream.tv.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you broadcasting right now?
No, I'm going to be broadcasting tomorrow at 8:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the name of your channel on there?
I'm Sleepy Love.
Sleepy Love.
Yeah. That's, you know, D E L
V. Sleepy Love.
Sweet, sweet. You know, like honey sweet.
SLEEPYLOVE.
Oh, no, sweet. Like honey sweet.
Oh,
SWEET.
D-E-E.
Sweet love?
D-E-E. D as in delicious, E-E, love.
Okay, so it's SWEETDLOVE.
SWEETDEELOVE. Yeah.
Okay, that's what
okay.
it is. All right. Yeah, you know, I'm on Ustream, too, and for some reason it just doesn't work. Maybe my computer's kind of fucked up. Maybe if I try on a different computer, it'll work. But for some reason, I have better luck with Justin TV than Ustream.
Oh, okay.
But I have an account over there, so I'll pop into your chat room and see
what's up. Okay. Ciao.
Petey, are you still there? Might have lost Petey.
All right. And chat room is closing down, so this should be your wrap up.
All right, man. Yeah, I think I'm gonna wrap it up. I lost my switchboard. I lost my Petey Green. I think I just lost Sweet D Love. I want to give a big thanks to Sweet D Love for coming through. She's definitely one of the top ranked sexy female voices on BTR. So it's an honor and a pleasure. And always, Chester. Thanks for coming through, bro.
No problem, man. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, man. So what do you got coming up? Are there any shows or anything you're doing? Just trolling
like
around?
I'm calling around. I'm pretty much I'm relocating some projects. I recoil like a snake with wash strike. So, you know, it's kind of like a recoil period for me.
All right.
I'm just sick. Seeing what's missing. I always like to see what's missing.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, just drop it in there, you know.
All right.
And right now, I'm listening to this. I'm like, well, you know, we got a lot of, there's a lot of rappers on here. And then there's a lot of beef out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people that have beef and issues and want to get things off their chest. And I'm thinking, like, you know, because I'm sorry, there's some shows, and you were talking about, you know, like Tasha Show and Hot Lock, and you know, how people are, you know, they show love a little too quickly, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a very critical person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's people still online. There's too much still online.
Put that down.
There he is. I hear a lot of people play music on their shows. Some hosts play stuff on their shows. And I'm sorry, in my opinion, these people are really, really bad that they play, or they're subpar. But the host constantly is saying, oh, man, that was great. Oh, yeah, that's great. Like, they're actually afraid to say, that was garbage. Why did you bring that on my show?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're afraid to be honest.
It is some
clear. I don't even know what to call it.
Mm-hmm.
When people just are not honest about, because I
right.
think the lack of honesty, it degrades the craft. You know.
Yeah, no, it encourages them to do more crap.
Hey, Chester, you done heard me say this about our product. Vince, you done heard me say it too. I'm like, damn, dog, I apologize, yo. I ain't like the shows we put on like yesterday. We nailed Ben off a reputation. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like fucking with y'all. If we don't do something right, motherfuckers gonna let us know. And I hate, that's what I hate about the motherfuckers on BTR. They will give you your shit and ask you your opinion. And then when you tell them your opinion, they like you hate.
Yeah.
Y'all see, dude, I try my best to play motherfuckers, man, on them motherfuckers. Three piece, take your clothes off, all these motherfuckers. You get it to me, and I think it's hot, I will play it more than I play my shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know, I wouldn't play your music or ask you to send me your tracks to play if I didn't like it. I'm not going to go out of my way just to play nice. You know, I'll give you criticism. Like, I think I did, actually. Like, I think one of your earlier songs, you guys, or maybe it was J-Well, an earlier track he came out with, I was like, hey, man. Oh, no, I know what it was. It was you. It was the... You were singing in the background. You were singing a hook or something. And I was like, dude, that hook is just way too hot in the mix. Man. I can't hear the rapping, you know? Like, I gave it to you straight, man. Like, I liked the track, but I was just like, look, the mix is just off, or maybe it's my computer. I don't know, but I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
And I appreciate you for it, and I wouldn't remix it.
Because it's not like, yeah, exactly. So, like, you know, you need that kind of feedback. And maybe, and you know what? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe, let's say for example, that you intended to have the vocals high in the mix. And you're like, that's what I intended to. That's what I wanted it to be. That's the song for me. The vocals should be in the foreground. And that's fine. And if that helps, you know, reaffirm your original choice, then great. But if it challenges your original choice, or maybe, like, maybe when you did that to begin with, you're like, oh, man, I think I should pull that up, but I just want to finish this track, you know, and then you finish it, and then somebody points it out. You're like, you know, I should have taken the time to go back and fix that one part or whatever, and this just, like, sort of reaffirms my initial gut instinct, you know, and, like,
man, I appreciate it, actually, because when you said, I was like, my vocals is kind of loud. Because at first I thought I was tripping, because I asked my wife, she's like, oh, that sounds straight. I'm like, you sure it's not crazy? It's me. And then when you said it, I was like, okay, there go that vocal. I knew I was hearing that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, cool, because I mean.
Yeah, it's constructive criticism, and people, if they're real artists, you're going to have to get used to getting a negative feedback, because you're going to get lots of it. Because once you put it out in the world, and people start listening to it, that, you know, you're going to get haters, guaranteed. It doesn't matter, 100% guaranteed. You cannot make something that is going to please everybody. It's just impossible. It's completely impossible. And what blows me away is there's so many people out there who are trying to achieve that, you know. But if you talk to any of these people, talk to Starbury about haters. You just got to let that roll off your back at a certain point. You can't take things personal, and I think a lot of people try to get into the entertainment business thinking that everybody's just gonna love them, because that's what entertainment it is. It's people who want to be in the spotlight, who want to be loved, who want to make a connection with people through art. You know, like actors want to, you know, they just want to be loved. They're acting out their, you know, their id, their inner id that wants to be loved. And so your gut instinct is you want people to love all your stuff. You want them to like it. That's why you're putting it out there. And it hurts when people aren't accepting it, you know. And you just got to roll with that. You can't take it personally. You just got to stick to what you know and who you are. And a part of the reason why some of these people put out such whack shit is it goes back to my, you know, circle peg trying to go into the square hole. It's just like, you know, you're trying to be something you're not. And like, that's kind of what I hear in Goofy Bones shit. Is like, I think Goofy Bones got a singular voice in there somewhere, but I think he's trying really hard to be something he's not. And I think it scares him when he sees something like In the Building Crew, who you got to take the In the Building Crew with all warts and all, you know, like, yeah, they are broke niggas, you know, but look at them. They're doing something with it. They're using their resources. You know what I mean? Like, they're not letting that slow them down. They're not saying, oh, we're broke niggas, so I guess we shouldn't do anything. I guess we just sit around and feel sorry for ourselves for being broke, you know, because that's what we say to the poor people. Is like, oh, you guys are just, you just want to suck off the government or whatever, and you don't want to do anything. You want to be lazy. And then when we actually see an example like this of people who are saying, like, fuck it, you know what, in spite of all this bullshit, I'm going to be doing my shit regardless. I don't care if it's on a Fisher-Price fucking tape recorder, and I'm fucking, you know, and I just play it for my mom in my room. I don't give a shit, you know, whatever. It's like fucking,
no, wait, I'm
at least
simple,
they're doing
man.
Something. They're making
I'm
something. And
I'm going to keep it simple. I'd rather be broke and talented than have money and just keep putting out whack material. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing with me. You know what I'm saying?
I got a confession. Go ahead, Chester, but I got to make a confession when you get down. Go ahead.
I guess what I'm saying, I agree 100% with what you're saying, Jay. You know what I'm saying? The craft of hip hop, anybody can rap. I'm sorry. Anybody can.
And it seems like everybody's doing it, too. Everybody's a rapper now.
Everybody's trying to do the same shit, though. It's like, this is the shit that killed me about these cats. And this is what I mean. God, I got to make a confession. I think the reason why me and Goofy Bone really don't get along is when I first popped up on BTR, all the girls were like, you know who you remind me of? You remind me of Goofy Bone. You funny, just like Goofy Bone. You and Goofy Bone should kick it. So you know what I'm saying? I went to one Goofy Bone show and tried to kick it with Goofy Bone. And I'm a stand-up motherfucker. And Goofy Bone said some shit that I didn't agree with on his show. I was like, dog, you know what? I really don't roll like that. I ain't really feeling this. That ain't how I get down. The nigga banned me from the show. Type shit. And it was like, oh, so ever since then, I done put it in my mindset that I'm going to stick my foot up this nigga ass. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, if I annoy you that much, I'm really finna annoy you. You know what I'm saying? I'm really finna fuck with you. Because it's like, dog.
But it becomes a point when you step back and you let the fans decide. You let the fans check in. You let your fan base, and you know what I'm saying, you let your fan base out overshadow his. Because, you know, and that's the level, that's where hip-hop became truly what it was. Because taking it to the streets, in my opinion, you know, I look at myself, it's a reverse of what hip-hop has done, and it's supposed to do. We came out of the streets, came out of gangs in the 70s to hit the stages, to hit the mics, you know what I'm saying, and to defeat our opponents on stages, you know, and, you know what I'm saying, to go reverse, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's like de-evolution, you know what I'm saying? So right now, with this grand national, international stage that we have here on BTR, you know what I'm saying, forget all of that. If you can defeat this cat on, you know what I'm saying, on this international stage, then that's what you need to be doing. That's what it needs to be about.
Chester, I feel the reason why you're talking to me like this, because you know I'll jump in the G-Wagon and go knock on this nigga door. I feel you. I'm not finna jump in the G-Wagon and knock on a nigga door. I ain't on that yet. I ain't got pushed to that point. I've been calling this motherfucker out, Chester, for my battle. I was ready to battle this nigga today. When he came on the show, first thing I told Vince is, you can mute me. Because I was like, watch him call me bitches, watch him talk all this shit, P.I.G. I'm going to tell you everything he say off the first, and it's all he's going to do, then he's going to hang up. That's what he does. And then he go get women to fight his battles. That's the type of guy this dude is. And I'm saying, dog, if it was PG calling him out to battle him, he'd battle her. He ain't going to battle me with him. I know this right now. It's like to the point I didn't gave up on him. That's why I'm talking about his homies. Because I'm saying somebody in Straight Low Records got to have a backbone. They got to have some kind of pride. Like, okay, this dude is representing us. We out here. He talking bad about us. Fuck it, I value you. Because I understand after watching his face, he's not a rapper, he's a hype man. That's why I stopped calling him out, and I've been calling out Bruce now, because Bruce is the rapper of the clique. I'm still calling out Flavor Flav. I want Chuck D.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is, man.
Absolutely.
Call out, make, you know what I'm saying, make it the battle, you know what I'm saying, you know, get to the side of the head. Hell, you can get totally impartial people that, you know what I'm saying, is not involved with any family association, you know what I'm saying? Because it wouldn't be me, even though I've been battle judges, and I'm impartial, because I'm judging on this and that, you know what I'm saying, on certain criteria. Mm-hmm. But at the same time...
Dude, you know what we need to do? We need to form, like, the hip-hop Supreme Court. You have like you have 9 judges, just like the U.S. Supreme Court, but it's the hip hop Supreme Court, and you know everybody appoints like these 9 people they all trust that know what's up with hip hop and can see and understand what good hip hop is and have good overall taste and whatnot. And any battle you put the 2 people up against each other, and then if the hip hop Supreme Court, you know, whoever's favor they rule in, it wins the battle.
Dude, this is how serious I am about my battle, dog. I went to Fetty J show. You know, Fetty J is his best friend.
All right, can I talk about Fetty J real quick? I don't know what the deal. I don't know why he is so popular on BTR. I don't think he's a bad guy. You know, I don't. You know, he seems cool. He seems really, really chill. But he has pretty much zero radio presence as far as I'm concerned.
His pops is a better radio person. Fetty J is cool,
okay,
dude.
Let me explain. I can explain Fetty J's phenomenon.
Fetty J is cool.
Or he just knows everybody. I don't know, because I know how that is. You got somebody in your crew that just kind of knows everybody, and like everybody he just becomes sort of like center, the glue or whatever that keeps everybody together. I understand that. Maybe that's what the deal is. I don't know.
Yeah, and I would say that as far as the male host on BTR, Fetty J Fetty J is a consistent fixture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He is what he is. He's, you know what I'm saying? While, you know what I'm saying, other hosts like me and you, I mean, you're consistent. But you're like the get it clear guy. You know what I'm saying? Fetty is like that living room. Fetty is the living room. He is just a living room.
That's what I'm saying. He's kind of like a hub that everybody kind of gravitates to, and like he just kind of lays back in the cut. And
he a good ass network.
He sort of magnetizes all these people together, and then they just play out his show for him.
He a leader.
Right.
He a passive aggressive leader, but he a leader. Cause like.
Yeah. When I go to Fetty show, you know what I'm saying, I'm not looking for information. I'm not looking to see who's getting it in. I'm not looking for drama. I'm just coming to chill, kick up my feet, and whatever it is, a lot of the ladies. Just go there and kick back. No guys are trying to push up on them. You know what I'm saying? No one's trying to, you know, say get them to do something. You know, it's not pushing anybody to do anything. It's a real central place of no pressure. And I think that's
right.
The same. There's absolutely no pressure.
Yeah.
Fetty show, like at first when I first got on it.
Yeah.
Him and Miss PG got into it over a little conversation on the show.
Hey, you guys, my phone's about to die. I got to cut out. I'll meet you guys over at Milwaukee Music.
Hey, you call up Milwaukee Music, Jester?
Sure, I can do that.
All right, yeah, I'll catch you guys over there. I got to let the dog out and do some other shit.
All right, peace out.
All right, later, guys.